This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Kyle and Cole are in. We got to give some advice to folks, you know, just how to get outside and get rid of the all the madness and the arguing. I mean, the world is like, and you guys are in the fun recreation business. It's a peace of mind business too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you feel good. Get out on your bike or go run.
Yeah. It may be the only place you can avoid the ads, you know, depending on what it is you're listening to.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you can kind of pick and choose.
They haven't ported them to our watches or computers yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, your computers, they
just
have.
I came up with a thing. No, like bike computers.
Oh.
I came up with an idea to do advertising on it now. Now that'll probably happen.
Oh, that's great. So now you're going to annoy me when I'm out for my nice peace of mind. Right. I want to get away from all of it. Good for you.
I'm a big proponent of getting out, being active. If you're going for a walk, run, bike ride, just being outside.
Yeah, well, this looks like the week to do it, right? We've had some pretty intense heat and humidity, and last week it sort of lightened up a little. This week it's beautiful.
Felt like the AC was on this morning. It was cold out.
All right. So what are you guys hearing now that it's, you know, almost 4th of July weekend? It's not too late. I think sometimes people have these benchmarks of like, well, you have Memorial Day to 4th of July to really get started about it. We still got a lot of summer left.
Yeah. I just, when I was gone, I was in Spokane, Washington at the Fleet Feet Conference. We haven't met the last couple of years, but normally we get together once a year, do some seminars and meetings and stuff, and then do a trade show thing. And it was a lot of really positive.
Why there? Just out of curiosity.
So they kind of do an East Coast, West Coast, Central every year and bounce around.
I was going to say, because they make everybody in the country go one direction.
Yeah, yes. But then the next year, we're supposed to do upstate New York next year.
So everybody got to go the other direction.
So everybody goes the other direction. So Spokane is, there's a guy that owns a couple of Fleet Feet out in that area, and we usually one of the Fleet Feet stores around the country hosts us, and like they put on a run and have some of their employees like help with the run.
I got you.
Like our very first year, it was in St. Louis. It was amazing. We're like, oh, this is great. We can drive to these every year. But Spokane was interesting. It's really, really beautiful place out there. But it's getting bigger and bigger because they bought Jackrabbit a few years ago. We're up to like 280 stores across the country now. So now we're tapping against how big of a venue that we can host everybody at. So we'll see where it happens in the future. But yeah, looking at a lot of new product coming in, a lot of good conversations about initiatives with advertising and some Fleet Feet exclusive products and things like that too. So that was really good.
All right. Talk to me. And there's a full list. When we talk about the runs or the rides, you can follow these guys on social media. You can go to fleetfeetdecaturil.com or spincity.co.
Yep.
Follow them on Facebook. There's a comprehensive list and invites, and you can find out all about all the races. Talk to me a little bit about product. I know we talk about these pickleball shoes. Are they just lined up the way they are in the gym at the Y? They're standing there looking at their watches, because you remember we used to work out of there and they'd have like pickleball at noon and they'd all show up like 20 minutes early and just stand and look at us in their watches. They were ready to get on the pickleball court.
Yeah, that is a category again that I've talked to some other people at the conference that is growing across the country. Whenever I was in Hilton Head a couple weeks ago, they had these,
man, Kyle's
courts.
Just like travel dropping everywhere.
Whenever I was on the East Coast,
yes,
in the Hamptons, they've converted a bunch of tennis courts into pickleball courts and stuff. So yes, it's blowing up. So we sold a few of them. I actually just ordered some more yesterday, so we're gonna get restocked okay on the pickleball shoes. They're from Diadora. They're more known in the soccer market and stuff like that, but we've been dabbling in some of the running shoes, and it actually says pickleball on the back of the shoe. It's like a nice court shoe, and it's $95, so it's not a ton of money.
You know what else says pickleball? Looking at your watch.
There is a pickleball thing on it now in the garments. And then we got updated colors and the New Balance More. We got the new Hoka Mach in, which is a nice fast shoe. And then we got these, I think Heather talked about these, like, water sandal things last weekend that have been selling pretty well. Then accessories and things like that. UFOS, the sandals, the flip-flops, which I asked them why they're named that.
Yes.
And you're supposed to, whenever you step in it, you say, UFOS. They said it better.
You literally made that up, right?
No, that's what they said.
The FOS. Where's the FOS come from?
I don't know.
Like if they were called UFOAM or something, that would make a lot more foam.
Yeah, well, that'd be better.
All right.
Anyway, so they're very comfortable, and people that try them on freaking love them. So
listen, the word of mouth can't be, you know, Cole and everybody I've talked to just said it's game changer. So mm-hmm. I've got to get a try. I'm going.
We've gone after it, and they've supported us. We are like a store within a store, so we have have exclusive access to some colors that you can't get any other store. You can only get it on their website. I think we might be the largest UFOS retailer in Illinois. Like, I'm serious. Like, I think we sell more than like Chicago and stuff. So it's ridiculous.
All right. Here's one other quick one. And this sounds like not a big deal, but it really is. Those head sweat visors, those are fantastic. And particularly if you're challenged follically, you know, one of the things that you do when you're riding or running is like the sweat in your eyes is like horrible. These things, they work.
Yeah, they look like a regular visor, but they're moisture wicking and have a nice elastic band on the back.
It's like a John McEnroe headband from like 1980 Wimbledon with a bill on it that actually works with today's technology.
Yeah,
you have some of those in that are Fleet Feet logoed, right?
Yep. And then those junk headbands, too.
Yeah.
I talked to those guys at the conference, and they're cool, man. They offered me a entry to a gravel race. Anyway, there's a lot of great stuff that we have rolling in all the time. Footwear, we're extremely well-stocked on shoes right now, too.
So which is one of the things we don't talk about a lot. I know you want everybody to come in and pay full retail. It's good for business. But you guys got a huge clearance rack, and right now it is stacked, right?
Yes. Men's especially, we have quite a few closeout shoes. Some colors, but mostly a couple new updates coming through, like the Saucony Ride and Guide updated, so all the older ones are on sale. And if we do have some specials on the closeout rack too. So that's in the back, kind of like where they put the eggs in the grocery store. You got to walk through the whole store before you get to it. But yeah, they're in the back of the store to go check those out.
There you go. It's not that far back.
No, it's not that big a store.
Okay. When we get back on the other side of the break, we'll check in with Cole and what's happening over on the Spin City side. We got a lot to get to here today. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
There's a clear choice for Congress. Mary Miller voted with the Socialist Squad to defund our military. Like Joe Biden, Miller coddles criminal illegal immigrants and says it's our responsibility to care for them. Ann Miller knowingly hired a convicted pedophile to be her driver and allowed him to prowl our neighborhoods and put our kids at risk, abandoning our troops, giving aid to criminals who illegally cross our border. Embracing a convicted pedophile? Fake conservative Mary Miller can't be trusted. Conservative Congressman Rodney Davis voted to strengthen our military and give our troops a pay raise. Davis voted for President Trump's wall and to cut off funding for sanctuary cities. And Davis is endorsed by the Illinois Fraternal Order of Police because he's tough on crime. Rodney Davis is the strong conservative that Illinois families can trust.
I'm Rodney Davis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
When did elections become a game? Like hide-and-seek for grown-ups. Tricky grown-ups. Look at Rodney Davis. Do you ever hear Davis talk about his votes to send your tax dollars to Planned Parenthood? True. Davis voted for taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. Four times. Four times Davis voted for taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood, the biggest abortion provider in the country. You won't find that on his campaign website. See? Hide and seek. There's more. Davis once bragged, quote, "I can't wait to work with Nancy Pelosi." And then Davis voted with Pelosi 1,077 times. Rodney Davis, you know his game. Davis talks like a Republican here and votes like a Democrat in Washington. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, copac.us, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Conservative Outsider PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Hi, I'm Kevin Greenfield, your Macon County Board Chairman. Together with Jason Comer and Ryan Craig, we've been able to keep Macon County moving forward through tough times.
While the federal government and the state of Illinois continue to mismanage our tax dollars and leave us further in debt, we've worked together as a team to balance our budget, hire a county administrator, cut overhead, and we worked with the city of Decatur to bring more tax dollars to Macon County. Workforce investment has brought millions of dollars to invest in job opportunities for all of our residents.
Heck, we even cut the chairman's salary.
On June 28th, we need your vote to continue the progress we've started. There is so much more work to do to set up Macon County to be successful for future generations.
We are moving in the right direction. Please vote for Jason Comer, Ryan Crack, and Kevin Greenfield for Macon County Board District 4. Let's continue to govern responsibly in Macon County.
On June 28th, we need your vote to continue the progress we've started.
We've been able to keep Macon County moving forward through tough times.
Paid for by friends of Kevin Greenfield. listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This was the moment.
Courtney Cox?
No, Springsteen's fans divided right here. This is where it just all went downhill for the first 10 years worth of fans. This video.
He sold out, huh?
It was just, I'm just telling you, there's a moment in the timeline when everybody went, oh, no, no, no. Yeah, yeah.
He made some money and the purists were like, ugh.
Yeah.
He probably got some new fans, too.
He got a lot of new fans.
Yeah.
Which was why he didn't care. Yeah. But I mean, the old fans went, yeah. You know,
jump the shark.
Well, or, you know, Bob Dylan went electric and everybody lost their minds. It happens if you're around long enough. All right. Cool. So before we get over to Cole, you got a number of events.
Yeah,
as I said before, you can go their Facebook page, probably the easiest way to go and find out about all this. But there's several coming up, including the coffee runs that have already started.
Yes. Friday morning, 6:15 in the morning, meet at Coffee Connection up north and go for a little run or a walk around there and have a little discount on some goodies afterwards and hang out on the patio. So that's been going really well. Run United is coming up. It's August 20th. You can register now. We're going to have some cool hats available. Summer Park runs on Tuesday nights. The Decatur Park District puts those on. Those are 6 p.m., 6:15, depending on which one you want to do. We have links to all these on our website, too. And then we have training going on. We have a 5K training where that has graduation for Run United. And then marathon training is going on. A lot of people are going to do Chicago Marathon this fall. And then also the 4th of July is Monday. That snuck up on me. The Decatur Park District is doing the Run White and Blue, sponsored by Staley, that morning at 8 a.m. Down at Nelson Park.
And then we're going to talk about Garmin here in a little bit with Cole, because it's amazing what, I mean, I'm not quite sure people understand what these, what you can now put on your bike. I mean, the technology, it's kind of like your car, Nick, you know, it was about letting you know who's behind you and how fast they're going and all this stuff, which is really helpful when you're out on the road. But you have a sales rep that's going to be joining a meeting.
Well, yeah, we did a meeting with the Garmin rep last week and he went over some of the devices and stuff like that. And covered everything with some staff, so we're all up to speed. And some of the, they came out with a couple new watches, the 255 Forerunner 255 and Forerunner 955. 955 has the full mapping and stuff on it. Which one do you got?
955.
It has like the full maps and everything on it. It's like $500.
Yeah.
And so I will say, whenever I was out of town, they had a run and they dropped some of the maps on there. I did the map thing on my watch and it would like tell me, like it would count down the amount of feet to turn. It was really cool.
Does it get it right or is it like?
No, it was dead on. It was creepy.
Because I always, you know, in your car when they say turn in 700 feet, you're like, there's no way that's 700
that's
feet.
A cornfield. Yeah. No, all right. This was pretty cool.
So
technology.
Go from watches, which are great, but what you guys call cycling computers. I mean, it's not really a computer, but it is, but I think they need to update the terminology. Yeah, yeah. People, you know, I think have a vision of like strapping a laptop on the top of your bike, but they do amazing things now. I mean, it's not just about mapping. I mean, it's more about safety and awareness of all your surroundings, right?
Correct. So we just got a big Garmin shipment in, including the new 1040 solar and 1040 non-solar. These computers are pretty cutting edge on what they can provide detail-wise.
How big are they?
Information-wise.
About the size of your phone.
Yeah, okay. About a cell phone size. And they come with a hard mount, handlebar mount, so it's not like we're holding on to it or it's awkwardly mounted to the bike. It's securely mounted to the bike. And it comes, you know, as they get more expensive, it comes with a silicone case and a little tether to keep it tied to your bike just in case.
Sure.
But yeah, cycling dynamics wise, you know, it can show your heart rate, your power. If you have the right sensors, it can show your endurance, kind of a projected finish time, very important information. But the, you know, the biggest safety feature is if you pair it with one of the radar taillights, it'll tell you if there's something approaching, i.e. a car from behind. My favorite part about it is it you know, because I can generally hear the car, but I can't tell you if there's two or three or four cars behind that first car. So it'll show you like three or four dots if there's four cars behind you. And if they're coming up pretty quick, it'll flash red. If they're approaching slower, it's going to go yellow. But it's nice peace of mind. You know, maybe you're distracted. Maybe you've got the wind in your ears.
Okay, now you're as experienced a rider as there is, and you said you thought maybe that taillight thing wasn't necessary until you tried it. Now you won't go out without it.
Correct.
Yeah. So you think about it, you're spending, you know, a lot of money on a decent bike. You know, what's your life worth? The value of, you know, your health. You know, you could get for $749 and the radar taillight for $199. This isn't astronomical amounts of money to be safe on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the taillight's really neat because they opened it up to other computers and your cell phone, so it's Bluetooth.
Okay.
So if you wanted just the safety aspect of it, you could get the taillight and sync it to your cell phone that you already have.
Mount your phone.
Yeah, and you can still have that information. It's not like it's a huge package.
What's the battery life on these things?
So the new 1040 and the 1040 solar, I mean, you're talking 70, 100 hours, but the solar one recharges in the sunlight. So, I mean, that could go on. I think it's every, you get 20 minutes of battery charge for every hour that you're out in the bright sun.
And Nick, don't you think that was the game changer? You know, the technology at the beginning was great, but it, you know, it would only last an hour or a couple of hours. I mean, now the fact that you can go out and you know, spend an entire day and not have to worry about that running out of juice.
Yeah. And that, you know, most aren't going to push the solar one to its limit, but you know, so you don't have to charge your computer after every single ride.
Sure.
Maybe you charge it, you know, once every other week, and it's just something you don't have to think about again.
All right, so you got your tech, you got your bike, and we haven't talked about shoes. This is a big part of...
I'm excited. Let's talk shoes.
I am too. I love shoes. You got to have the right equipment. I mean, this is the foundation of everything.
Yeah, so we are a Lake Cycling Shoes distributor, dealer, and they came out with a new line of shoes in the spring, and there's been some issues getting those to the showrooms, but we got our first big shipment last week. They're very nice looking shoes. MX177 is the technical name, or is the name of them, but they're an off-road shoe, which also means that they're walkable. You could ride them on, you know, a road bike if you want, and you know, say for Ragbri, you're not going to worry about cleats or anything. You know, they will take the cleats, but it's just a more walkable platform. A couple really cool colors, bright yellow, and it's a kind of a light greenish. It's almost like a suede color, but very comfortable, very durable shoes from Lake. And they fit unlike most cycling shoes. Most cycling shoes have a tighter fit, don't have a lot of room, but these, it's just works. It's kind of hard to explain, but the sizing proportion wise is more normal.
Okay, so you don't feel as constrained, because sometimes those things feel like, you know, very tight and very uncomfortable. And I know that's supposed to make you feel like you're all part of one machine, but I like comfort.
Yeah. For, you know, if you're used to it, you know it's going to be a tight fit, then that's it. But if, you know, you're just getting into it and you put a pair of cycling shoes on, it's kind of claustrophobic when it's...
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
I will say they just make shoes. Like, that's all they just make cycling shoes.
That's all they do.
Yeah, so they're pretty good at it. They're also in Chicago. And then Troy, who used to be the manager at the bike shop for me, works for them.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys have something coming up on the 4th of July as well.
Yes. We have a bike ride. It's another holiday ride. We will be leaving from Fletcher Park in Mount Zion at 8:30, and we're going to be heading down to Bethany area. There's two routes. We have a 53-mile long route and a 32-mile short route. Again, we'll be leaving from Fletcher Park in Mount Zion at 8:30 a.m.
All right. For those of you who say, hey, you know, we're halfway there. Summer just officially arrived, what, June 21st, like six days ago or whatever. We got a lot of time, still plenty of time to order your bike online, have it shipped to Spin City. They'll put it together for you and you're ready to go.
Yeah. People are surprised by that.
What's the timeline on that? Like, if I get online at Giant, you know, and pick out one and order it, how long does that take to get, you know, to my house?
7 days or less.
Yeah.
We see it show up sooner if it comes out of like the central warehouse, which is up by Chicago. You know, you get it in 3 or 4 days. But you can also request to have that delivered straight to your house by me. It is an option if you have difficulties transporting a bicycle.
I got you.
But yeah, it comes to our store. We build it up, deliver it to your house.
Ready to go. Good stuff, guys. Have a great weekend and happy 4th of July. And welcome back.
Yeah.
Unless you've got someplace to travel next week.
I'm around for like 3 weeks and then I'm going to go work as a bike mechanic again in Ragbri.
And where?
The Ragbri, the ride across Iowa.
You say this like everybody knows. The Ragbri. If I stop 10 people in downtown Decatur and say, you know, what is the RAGBRAI?
It's this,
it sounds like something from Thor.
Something ride across Iowa. It's like a 5-day ride across Iowa. Where people do that and they gain weight.
We'll get to that in 3 weeks. Kyle and Cole, Ride and Run, FleetFeedDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.